The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
I'm Shia. Good morning. Evening. We finish each other's sentences. So when we do, please don't disturb yourself with it.
Yeah. No, it's
yeah.
Just the way we operate.
Right. Today's show is Living Richly.
How's that? I'm back. Okay. I heard from our tech friend.
Our engineer
that he couldn't hear me at all. I'm sorry, but good morning, afternoon, and evening.
What did he say that I can say again?
I'm already up.
Yes, right.
There you go.
Okay.
You can't say that.
No, I. Well,
you
I could,
can, but it wouldn't be accurate.
Okay. So we're talking about living richly. One of the first things that's required in living richly is actually being in your life. If you're not there for it, you can't be living richly. You could have all the wealth that there is to have, but if you're not there for it, if you're lost in your thoughts, if life is dismal in your head, then you can't live richly. And we've discovered that when you get into the current moment of your life becomes rich and fulfilling. So the way to get into the current moment of your life is through
listening.
Right, listening. Right answer. Are we ready for the next quiz? So what is true listening?
It's listening to another, to hear what he or she is saying from his or her perspective. I'll give you a great example of how that doesn't work. A friend of ours this week, we were speaking to him, and he told us that his mom critiqued something he was doing, trivializing an activity that he was really passionate about. And he got so angry at her, he lost his state in that moment. He lost his ability to experience life as a rich experience.
Because he offended himself rather than hearing her point of view.
Which is that she found his activity trivial, not her style. It wasn't like, got it, Mom, that's not for you.
So rather than offend himself by, he didn't hear her point of view. He offended himself because he disagreed with her point of view. And if you look, you'll see that a lot of your life is disagreeing with how your life shows up. You know, when things don't go the way you want, you disagree. That's not listening to your life, and it's in listening to this show today, if you listen to hear what's being said rather than to see whether you already know it. Look, I'm certain that almost all of you out there all over the world have read books on self-realization and you've watched videos, you've listened to tapes, you've taken workshops, so you have a vast storehouse of information in each of you that you listen to what we're saying and then check into your storehouse to see whether you agree with or disagree what we're saying, or disagree with what we're saying, so you don't actually hear what we're saying. You hear an approximation of it filtered through your internal conversation, your internal dialogue. So that's the thing. True listening is listening to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. And by the way, a coincidental byproduct of true listening is it pulls you into the current moment of your life. And that's when transformation takes place. You can't do being transformed, but you can be transformed through listening. There are three ideas or principles to instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist dominates your life. It continues and it grows stronger, and it is what you are stuck with, anything you resist. So this friend of ours who resisted what his mother said, that's what he was stuck with. He missed the opportunity of actually being with his mother. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of your life. So right now, you can only be exactly where you are, listening to this program, because that's what you're doing.
So just to follow out the example of our friend, he could only have resisted his mother because he did.
And that's what he was doing in that moment. Now look, the third principle is the transformational principle, is if you see how you're being in that moment, if you choose to be the way you are in that moment, your life transforms. It completes the behavior. Most of us resist what we don't like rather than allow ourselves to experience what's actually happening in that current moment of our life. This is about getting into the current moment of your life. This is no voodoo. This is really practical, pragmatic stuff. It's about getting here, and when you're here, you're more effective, you're more efficient, you're more satisfied, you're more productive, you have more fun. Life becomes 3D.
Wealthy.
Technicolor.
Wealthy experience.
Right. So then you're living richly.
We have a caller.
Already?
Yeah.
All right.
Shall we take her?
Why not?
Let's find out where she's from. Sonia, are you there?
We had a caller.
I sound so
hello.
So happy.
You're happy.
We're happy to have you. Sorry.
Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Basel in Switzerland.
Ah. Is this the Sonia we know then?
Yes.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Ariel.
What can we do for you today?
Yes, I'm calling what you just mentioned, what you just explained, it's really an answer to my question today.
Well, what was your question before we answered it?
Okay, no, my question is that I'm still looking for a job, and it's not so easy,
mm-hmm.
and I find that
Sonia, can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
You have been listening to a conversation in your head, in your thoughts, that it's not easy to find a job. So
yes.
Every time you see an advertisement for a job, you think, oh, they'll probably not want me because it's difficult.
Uh-huh.
Or why even bother?
Well, I shouldn't ask that person. They wouldn't have a job to offer or know anything. So you're self-censuring, you're self-governing. You can even tell by how you're speaking. You're
not just asking your question. You're
editing.
Second-guessing yourself as
yes.
to how to say it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, my darling.
Oh, if you go into an interview this way, with your attention on yourself, the way you are presenting yourself here so far, you aren't showing the brilliant lady that we know you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, let's go through the three principles for a second, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
First one is if you resist your fear of asking for a job, that's all you'll have. So you've been trying to overcome your fear of asking for a job. Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The second principle is that you can only be the way you're being in any moment. So if you could only have fear, if you see and allow yourself to feel the upset and fear and the misgivings that you have, mm-hmm. that's the only way you can be in that moment. But the third principle says if you allow yourself to see that and feel it, it'll complete itself if you don't resist it and don't try to change it and don't judge yourself for having it, but just notice it.
That includes not judging yourself for being unemployed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
You already come back to real time. I can hear it in your responses. This is neat. Right.
Yes, Ariel, sorry, I didn't get what you said right now.
But your response is perfect. What Ariel said was you came, when we first got on the phone with you, you weren't in real time.
Yes,
You were judging
there
and
were
working.
Gaps.
There were gaps
yes.
between you and you.
Yes.
And so when we'd say something to you, there was this gap time where you were trying to think your way through it.
So even when you didn't understand me, your response was in sync with your life, where you said, I don't understand, which is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, look. You can only be the way you are, and there is a job or many jobs out there for you.
The main thing is to keep going.
You know, a friend of mine wrote us an email recently, and she said that at a Monday night, not this past Monday, but two weeks ago on Monday, she heard what we were saying for the very first time, even though she's known us for about 7 years. And she said that it was like she had always had a comment about what she was hearing in her head.
Yes.
And she realized that if she wants to be on a transformational bus, she has to hang out by the bus stop.
Okay.
See, if you want to get a job, you have to put yourself in the environment where people are looking to hire people to work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get hit by a car, you don't stay in the woods. Well, that's not a good example.
No,
it's a good example.
Just I know what you mean. Just buy a ticket for the lottery, for instance.
That's right. Buy a ticket for the lottery.
That's
perfect. Very good.
Hey, Sonia, we have to take a break right now.
Yes.
So you're welcome to come back with us after the break. Would you like to do that?
Yes, I would like to.
Great. Come on back, everyone. And
don't
miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
We were listening to the commercials along with you.
And we like those commercials. They sound good.
Hey,
I'm going to join that.
We just launched the Premium Excellence Club this past weekend, and it is amazing. The feedback we're getting is really powerful. We actually watched the video for next week's episode of the Premium Excellence Club as part of a subscriber. If you subscribe to our program, you get a mini session video podcast and audio podcast every week. And I was watching next week's video, and I was so inspired. We don't really recall the content of videos. We're so there when we're doing them. So watching them is like watching something new. And it was really neat. I got tips for my life by watching it. So if you want to know more about it, you really should go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, over to the Excellence Club on the far right, and you can pull down the pull-down menu, and you can either join our Excellence Club or the Premier Excellence Club.
Premium. It's not Premier.
When I say Premier, Continental Airlines has me all.
Yes.
Okay, so we are back with Sonia. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
And we were speaking with Sonia on the break, and we were asking her what she did, and she's a translator. She works with languages, and we said,
and a secretary that deals with multiple languages, and we know there are lots of jobs out there for her skill set.
But then she said something that we found very interesting.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. It must be her other phone.
Right.
She said that she was undecided.
Yes, it's just also because you told me that I had to, that my current job, that is 2 days a week, and that I had to do to maybe not leave it and do the best job I could there.
Well, and you should do the best job you could there, and you can, without leaving it, if you do the best you can there, you can find other employment as well, and eventually you'll find the job that's more suited to you if you want to work 5 days a week.
We've just seen lots of people who say, realize that they need to move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Ditch the job they're in without other things on the horizon, who throw themselves into such financial panic and turmoil.
Yes.
That it's very difficult for them to recoup. It may take them years to recoup just because they had a temper tantrum and they said, I quit.
Okay. Yes. No, I don't have a temper tantrum, but it's just that
Sonia?
Yes.
You said you were undecided about your job. The
yes.
thing is this, you're undecided in all aspects of your life. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, indecision starts... To become more decisive starts with the little things, dear. You know, what you're going to have for breakfast.
What you're going to wear.
Little things like that. And then once you choose something, don't...
Oh, I don't hear you anymore.
Yes, he was saying, don't second-guess it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Don't second guess it. So start with the little things and truly engage, and this job search is going to sort itself out. Okay?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Chayo.
We have another caller on. Shall we take her?
Oh, why not?
Miss Lenore.
Hello.
I got
formal on you all of a sudden.
Yes, Lenore. Yes. I've just come from work. Maybe that's why.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I am a sign language interpreter.
Mm-hmm. A sign language interpreter.
What were you interpreting today?
Today I was interpreting a college course on macroeconomics.
Wow.
Yes, I felt it was very appropriate for the show, so I was really excited to call.
Well, you know, it really is appropriate, because in order for you to do your job well as a sign language interpreter, you got to drop your preferences as to what you'd rather be doing in the time that they're talking about microeconomics.
And if you disagree with any aspect of what they're presenting or saying, I'm sure you cannot effectively translate.
Absolutely true.
So did you have a question for us?
I do. Actually, first I have a comment, and then I have a question.
Okay. We're ready.
And my comment is, I have spent the past couple of years feeling wealthier than I have ever felt. And it has so much to do with having been with you during my transformational approach to getting out of debt.
Right.
I was in enough debt that would cover like more than a year's worth of salary at one point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And really, it was one of the most powerful and creative times of my life, going through this, approaching this in a transformational way, and getting rid of this debt in like a year and a month. It was fantastic. I mean, it really, I know that sounds kind of funny in a way, but I felt so creative and I felt so powerful just taking a look at what was happening with me financially and being honest with myself and my environment about what my money situation actually looked like.
Right.
So that's my comment.
Okay.
And my question is, currently, I've just gotten married, and I'm combining my economic life with my husband, and I want to continue to pull my own weight, but I get a little nervous, especially around holidays and doing gifts and all of that, because I feel like while I'm earning money, he just has access to more money than I do.
Well, Lenore,
uh-huh.
Stop competing with him.
Oh, that's a good plan.
I mean, you don't have to.
If you two have decided amongst you that you're going to combine your incomes and then you compare and compete, you will always feel less.
Huh.
However, that being said, which I think is the hugest, and I think it's really funny that I called you Miss Lenore when you're concerned about, you know, that your husband's making more. But I think part of the key is in your comment to your dilemmas in your question, and I'll tell you what I mean.
Okay.
When you commented, you talked about when you discovered you were in debt more than a year's worth of salary, you had a transformational approach to it. You got very interested in how you were living and how you were producing money.
And how you were spending.
Money. And you really got down to it, and you said this. It was one of the most creative times in my life. What you've set in place is that you will only go with your foot full down on the gas when things bottom out.
Oh.
This full engagement, this looking and taking jobs and doing things and not turning your nose up at one type of work as opposed to another, is part of what had you feel wealthy, creative, inspired. I recall you created a game where you did the reverse of
getting a goal like a thermometer.
You know, the goal thermometers they often have when they're, you know, raising money to put the roof on the church and we need to raise X amount and they keep bringing it up. You did it in reverse. You said, this is my debt. And each time it got smaller, you took scissors and you cut the piece of fabric off and you had it on your wall and it went down.
Yeah.
You were approaching it like it mattered. I understand that you're married and you want time with your husband and you want quality time, but I don't see that level of engagement like it matters. It's almost as if you finally achieved that great goal of marriage,
mm-hmm.
and now you're coasting.
Wow. I can see that.
The two C's, coasting and competing.
Yeah.
The two C's cost you your life.
Three C's, coasting, competing, and costing you your life.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, and I know that in my history I think that was part of my success in getting into that was competing. I wanted to look good to myself, you know, so I would spend more than I had to look like I was doing better than I was. And I think that competitive thing is worth taking a look at.
Okay, well, look, I said stop competing with your husband. What I should have said is become aware. Well, I could only have said that, but become aware of how much you compete and don't make yourself wrong for it. Start being aware, bringing awareness to how it is that you're operating. That awareness alone is enough to dissolve the competitive nature if you're interested in that. Not as a do, but as mm-hmm. a place to come from, as a way of being.
Cool. Yeah, I like that.
That's great. You know, we need to be going to a break. Do you want to come back with us after the break?
I would love to.
Great. All right, everybody, get ready. Come on back and don't miss
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We are speaking with Lenore, and we are talking about living richly. And, Lenore, I had one more thing that I wanted to touch on that you mentioned before we went to the break.
Yes.
You spoke about the holidays, and you spoke about wanting to look good in how you dressed and how you looked and living outside of your means back when you got yourself in debt.
And you want to get gifts for people that maybe they will, you know, be impressed with.
And I realize that this is a perfect time to have this conversation because people's thoughts are turning now toward the holidays, holiday travels, time with family, gift giving.
Yeah.
And giving outside of your means is not an expression of wealth. It's not living richly. And if you have the mindset where you have in the past overextended yourself so that you would look good to yourself, it may still be intact in there, and it's something to just be aware of as you go forward and look at how you want to express yourself in the holiday season.
That sounds great and accurate. I know that I think that I've seen that in myself over the years, so I would, it's good to look at.
Yeah, and you know, many of us, when we have an upgrade in our ability to make money, so if your husband has a higher earning power at this moment than you do, and suddenly you have expanded wealth, you may want to automatically step up and spend to the limit, and that isn't necessarily a good strategy.
No, and I noticed before, it doesn't make me feel any wealthier when I do that.
You end up feeling poorer because you then have to pay for what you bought.
Yeah, and actually, it's Joe's birthday today.
Well, wish him a happy birthday for us.
Please.
I will.
All right, thank you for calling in today.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe, happy birthday if you're listening in.
Thanks.
All right, Lenore. Bye.
Bye.
You know, if the best gift that Lenore can give Joe is to be here when she's with him on his birthday,
right.
That's really something about living richly. If you are here, if you are able to...
If you're in this moment of your life, rather than worrying about the future or working on what happened already, you'll feel the air, you'll taste your food, you'll be able to touch things and feel them, you'll appreciate your life. You know, if you have wealth without being present in your life, your wealth doesn't feed you.
We have another caller on the line. Danny, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Danny. Where are you calling in from?
From London, UK.
Oh, well, welcome to our show.
Thanks. It was so good listening to Lenore. Like, I already had some aha, so it's starting great.
Excellent.
Well, my question was, I seem to be having, like, my job history, like, it's like going, you know, sometimes I'm doing really good, and I have, like, a great job, it pays me good money, and then I do something really silly, like I did a few months back, and just, you know, decide to just leave the job from one day to the next, not having got another one lined up, and now finding myself in the situation to obviously take on just a job, to get me, sort of, to keep me above water, and, you know, it pays me, like, half the money you used to earn before. So I'm just like doing silly things sometimes in terms of, you know, just destroying what
well,
I'm sort
well,
of
you know,
for.
You got to be careful. Because see, what is it that you were doing?
What you mean, what job did you have?
Yes,
that,
what job did you have?
That you stepped out of that was paying you really good money.
Okay, well, the job I had was member relations manager, and it was with the gym. And I left because although I liked the job, the work environment and the travel just, I don't know, it just didn't work for me.
Well,
so I decided
I'll tell you why you left the job. Somebody
why?
Gave you the idea that a different job would be better.
It's true.
See, that's why you left the job. And I believe that person may have had good interests, your best interests at heart, but I really think that they supported you in doing something that was not in your best interest. You know, people have the idea, Danny, that something in the future is going to be better than what you got right now. Rather than, this is the only moment of your life right now. And that you could get the idea that, well, if I were doing something different, I'd be better off. Everybody's got that idea because everybody, for the most part, comes from the idea that this isn't it. And whatever they have isn't enough and isn't right. But there are people out there that will give you information that's inaccurate, and you'll live by it, and it'll cost you in the end.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have. I have, like, the problem that sometimes I'll either run against what somebody says. Like, for example, if my mom would tell me something which really makes sense, you know, to save money or, you know, to save money for my pension or whatever, you know, I would just do them exactly the opposite. I wouldn't listen just, you know, to not do what she says or when somebody else says something.
Danny, you have to start looking and seeing what's true for you, not in opposition to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're not living your life, you're living not her life.
Yeah, that's true. And all of the other people's.
And all the other people's,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And, yeah, definitely, because I am really happy at the job, and, you know, I think I've spoke to you, I just mentioned you know, that I did presentations, and I'm doing really well at the job, and, you know, the opportunity come up for me now to go full-time, and it's still not the same money I used to have before, but it's a little bit at least better than what I had, you know, as a part-time job, and I need any money I can for Costa Rica, obviously, so it's really good, you know, to have been offered the job now, the full-time
That's
job.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
so,
you're new to transformation, really.
Mm.
And you're still very much, you've got a very hot energy, you know?
I know.
And
it's
so you're very headstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get an idea and you forget that there are consequences to what you do. Some people I tell to just do what they're doing and not think about other things. I would, if I were you, I would really think about decisions to quit a job, for instance, if you don't have another job lined up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our first call today, Sonia, we had a conversation with her about that. Because if you... See, you were a perfect example of what we said. If you quit a job without having something else lined up, you find yourself in debt. And then you're burning up your reserve of savings, and you're not forwarding yourself at all.
But here's the other thing. You're not giving yourself a win in either column, Danny. Here you are. You had a job, paid you well, but there was also some... cost to you in time of travel, for instance. So now mm-hmm. the job you have, I'm assuming, is closer to home, and yes. it takes you less time to travel there. Is that accurate?
Yes, and it's. I just love being at the job because, you know, I enjoy, I don't know, I know it sounds weird, but I do enjoy the people there a lot more, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just my personal impression for some reason, but I'm just much happier at this job, even though it pays me less.
Well, so then there's this different kind of wealth that you're having here. It's a type of benefit. So you're making less money right now.
But you're enjoying the people you're working with more.
So when you categorize what you did as silly, that's you saying, I made a mistake.
Yeah, it's true.
And you couldn't do it any other way. And there's no mm-hmm. reason why you can't keep looking for something with people that you like, closer to where you are, that makes the type of money you were making at the other mm-hmm. job. But what's really important is investing in where you are with totality, rather than turning your thoughts and energy to the idea that something else will be better. It becomes an extension of this moment, the way you're approaching mm-hmm. your life in this moment. It will not be more. It will not be better. It will just be like this is, this moment.
Great. Yeah, I like that. Because I sometimes feel like, you know, I'm running around in 10 different directions trying to make things work in the sense of, you know, that I'm missing something or, you know, that where I am is not good enough or I wanted to be better or I needed to do something else or so, and I'm never, like, I'm almost like always heading off in the future, but I'm never really
I'm not surprised
there.
Because when you talk about fighting with your mother, you're going mm-hmm. to fight with yourself in the same way. So you'll be less mm-hmm. likely to be able to give and keep your word to yourself. Because as mm-hmm. soon as you say you're going to do something, the part of you that rebels and does the opposite with your mother is going to rebel and do the opposite with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened, definitely.
Yeah, so start looking for it. Start seeing it.
And you have to be kind to yourself. When you mm-hmm. see that you're doing this, you can't beat on yourself for it. Otherwise, you're going to keep doing it because anything you resist, which beating on yourself is a form of, will persist. Hey, we're taking a break now.
We'll be back, and hopefully Danny will be back with us. So come on back.
Yes, I'll be back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities.
possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We were speaking with Danny over the break with commercials in the background, and she was telling us how excited she's been to be connecting up with Mena and talking about the international calls and how to set it up so more people can come either in Cambridge or London to the international calls.
And she was talking with us about setting up a workshop in London.
So if you're listening to us from the UK and you want more information about how to connect up with the UK transformational community,
email us
and we'll make sure it gets forwarded on to Danny and Mena.
And you can find our email connection at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Danny, it's nice having you here.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's nice being here.
Excellent.
Hey, that's the name of our show.
Being here, yes. Anything else before you go?
No, actually, I think you've covered everything. Seriously, thanks so much.
I hope we weren't too serious. Seriously.
And I hope to see you in Costa Rica soon, then.
Yes, we'll see you in Costa Rica in January.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
For those of you who don't know what Danny was talking about, Ariel and I do a 2 weeks of immersion courses in instantaneous transformation in a very, very beautiful setting in Costa Rica. And so we're going to be doing that this year. In order to come to Costa Rica, you have to do a weekend workshop with us first so we find out that we work well together. The next one that we're doing is Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle, and that's December 4th, 5th, and 6th in New York City. And speaking of coming in to do that workshop, I want to say hello to John from Winnipeg, because he registered to come to do that workshop.
He's been reading our books, listening to our show. He's
joined the Premium
Excellence Club. And we are very excited to meet him. And also, while we're at it, Ina or Ina, I'm not sure how to say your name.
She and a few friends are coming in from Norway to a Monday night alive. She sent us a lovely little email. So, Ina or Ina, we're going to find out when you get here in person
how you pronounce
your name, and we're excited to meet you. That means those of you who ever come into New York or would like to make a trip to New York, you can make it around our Monday Night Alives. You can make it around the weekend workshops. You are invited. Part of living ritually is to construct your life the way you want it.
Not in opposition to anybody or anything.
You know, you were talking about the Costa Rica immersion course that Shia was flashing on, that Shia recently has been taking a fly tying class to tie fishing flies because it's one of our passions. And it's not because he's not good at tying flies already, but because he has a passionate interest in what's possible, and that extends to his passion for fly fishing. And I've really been enjoying how inspired he gets about his abilities, and he's not taking that class because there's something deficient. He's taken the class to express himself, express his passion into life, and that is really why people come to Monday nights and really why people come to weekends and come to Costa Rica. There's a investment in possibility, not in problem solution. Now, mind you, if you think there's some area of your life that is problematic for you, it doesn't mean that won't dissolve.
That's right. I'm not surprised, because there's areas of everybody's life, for the most part, most people's lives at least, that are problematic because people have been given a manual for life that's missing a few pages. And so transformation fills in those pages, so you become aware of what you're doing that actually creates your life showing up the way it does. Because there are things that people do or don't do that get in their own way, and they aren't aware of it because they're so driven by the mechanics of life. What transformation, what instantaneous transformation is about, is you actually taking control of your own life, but not in opposition to someone else, not in opposition to your mother or father. So you're not checking in to see how they would do their life before you make a decision about how you're doing yours.
I like you when you say that. Not in opposition to anything. Not in opposition to yourself or for anything, like as Lenore is talking about, to look good, but more as a authentic moment-to-moment of expression of yourself into your life. Now, you will lose your sense of yourself from time to time. You'll lose that sense of rich living, where you are wealthy and wonder. And there are a few keys to places to look, things you can do, how to recenter yourself. And obviously, it's about being here. So, if you're not experiencing yourself as a wealthy being, chances are you're resisting something.
Or someone.
You're complaining about something.
Or someone.
Or you've made a decision that you may even have forgotten about, and you're moving forward with that decision in play, and the more you move forward after deciding, I will never do that again, I'll never just speak to that person, I can't trust myself, I can't trust them, I'm only going to, the more you move forward, the less of you is available, because you've left a piece of yourself back there in the decision, in the midst of an upset, when you said you can't trust yourself, that what you just did was wrong, and now you're going to decide to do it differently.
Here's the thing. With the second principle of instantaneous transformation, you could have only done what you did because you can't be different in this moment of your life, and you couldn't have been different in any moment of your life up until now. And being different, so not all that grand anyway. I like being the same.
Mm-hmm.
Being different is usually in opposition to something. I prefer to be okay being me the way I am in each moment. That makes life easy. If you're not okay being you the way you are, that makes life very difficult. I said it earlier to Danny, and I'll say it to all our listeners. Be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the easiest ways to be kind to yourself with consistency is to connect in and be interconnected with a part of the community. Now, personally, I love our transformational community. You can interconnect with us. You can write up blogs. You can connect with us in many different ways. There may be other communities in your life, whether it's your church community or parents who get together with, you know, if your child is in school. There are communities around you. Now, of course, you can get the psychic flu from certain communities. So if everybody's feeling blue or unwealthy or blue about the recession in the United States and you listen to that, you can also lose perspective. But basically, connecting in and allowing yourself to make a difference and allowing other people to make a difference with you will allow you from moment to moment to have an experience of personal wealth in your life.
And it all starts with being in the current moment of your life.
And you know what?
No, tell me.
Something you said.
What did I say?
Being kind to yourself is key.
Because if you're kind to yourself, you'll be kind to the people you interact with, and life is magic.
You know what?
No.
I smell soup.
You smell soup?
Our assistant has heated our lunch.
Oh.
Ah, that is wealth on a cold fall day.
Yes, in New Jersey.
Hey, thank you all for being with us here today. We're looking forward to speaking with you and your friends next week. Come join us. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.